Wheezy out of here. I'm pushing peas, that's my favorite alphabet. She let me do as I please, I'm an alpha male. Don't often feel like an alpha male. I was drilling in holes yesterday, that made me feel like an alpha male. And I had this jacket in the last year of school in Birmingham. And it wasn't worth 25k. But from memory, I may have got this wrong, but it was worth like 2.5k. It was this limited edition black and red Nike bomber jacket. You couldn't get them in the UK. And my mate had been to the States and got this jacket, and I really wanted this jacket, so I said to him, slightly underhand, but there was truth in it. It's a lovely man, but it's a bit too small for you. It was a bit too small for him. So he stopped wearing it. And one night I was around his house, and I said, why aren't you wearing your 2.5K jacket? And he was making excuses, but I knew the it's too small for you thing had stuck. So that's when I treacherously pounced. I said, well, could I wear it tonight? And he said, sure. And so I put on this jacket. Oh my God. For the first time in my life, I felt the power of clothing. I was confident. But I went to an all-boys school, so I wasn't ultra-confident on a night out, but fuck me. I put this jacket on. My personality instantly transformed. I was flying. It was my flying jacket. And after that night out, I said to my friend, can I borrow the jacket for a few days? And he was like, fine. Anyway, a few days turned into a week, into a month. I didn't want to return this jacket. He wasn't desperate for it back, but I also wasn't desperate to return it. It had transformed my life. I felt like $1 million. And then at the end of the year, I moved 150 miles away to university in Bristol. And I'm not proud, but I am proud. I took the jacket with me, and in my first year of university, I relied on this jacket. This was my thing. Great. A great first year. And then my mate contacted me at the end of the year and said, give me the jacket back, dude. You were borrowing it for like 3 days, and you've had it for 18 months. Give me the jacket back. And I thought, fuck. That's probably him texting me now. I've given him back. Because I thought, fuck, you know, I can't replace this. And even if I could replace it, I couldn't afford it. So yeah, after the first year at university, a great first year in the holidays, I gave the jacket back. From memory, I was so ashamed, I just dropped it at his mom's house when he was out. Oh man, but it fucked me up more than it did him. This jacket was me, and I'd lost a part of me. And a few weeks into my second year at university, true story, I dropped out. I got ill, and I dropped out. And now, I'm not saying the two things are related, but clearly they must be related. I dropped out of university because I didn't have this jacket. Twenty years later, I can finally afford a jacket. It's £2,500 from All Saints, black leather. I buy it. I feel great. This is my time again. This is my chance. My 13-year-old sees me and says, nice jacket, Dad, on someone younger. You're too old for that jacket, and it's too small for you. Cut a long story short. My son is now wearing my jacket. And some would say that's karma. But right now, I'm feeling anything but calm. Wheezy out of here. Lots of love.